This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
On Capitol Hill, ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
I am your host, Alex Jones. And as I predicted for weeks, and as I definitively said yesterday, Roger Stone would be found guilty on all counts. He faces 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, for thought crime. Ladies and gentlemen, he was completely and totally railroaded. There is a good shot, if they don't take him into custody, the hearing is still ongoing right now, that he will be on the broadcast today. They have let him know that if he does speak out against it, the judge will throw the book at him even harder. But it's up to Roger what he's going to do. We are getting some of the reporters on the broadcast that were there and witnessed it. But I want to explain something. This is ongoing. The judge, we've confirmed, has allowed Antifa operatives, that's who works for Soros, to have wireless mics in the courtroom transmitting out. They allow protesters against Stone, but no one who's pro-Stone on the grounds. They gave power to Right Wing Watch that owns a big inflatable rat. The courthouse plugged it in and has it right there at the entrance. There has never been a railroading like this. And remember, we exposed that there was a juror, it was a high-level Obama official, we got the name right, and on the Mueller probe. When we exposed it, they called for our arrest. It was totally legal what we did. But the judge removed her off of the jury. But again, they allowed people, when Roger would walk in every day, to hold up lock him up signs and throw little plastic Russian flags at him. This is the show trial, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the model of what they want nationwide. Now, we know who was on that jury, and it's legal and lawful, and in the next few days, we're going to be exposing it. CIA operatives, Democrat Party operatives, people that work for Clinton, Obama, high level. Not just this one woman. The first that it came out in that hearing was selected as the first juror. The judge was telling everybody, you don't talk about who these people are. Just like you don't talk about who the whistleblower is, Eric Sieramala, so that you wouldn't find out he was a political operative involved with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tyranny, and this is a warm-up for President Trump. And President Trump hasn't gotten Assange out of jail. He could, when he told Assange to release the WikiLeaks. That's a big black mark on the president. And if he doesn't pardon Roger Stone, well then, I mean, I got to tell you, no matter how many good things Trump does, doing this to Assange and letting Stone hang out to dry, if he does this, I just don't know what I'm going to do. We need to call the White House right now, 202-456-1414, and tell President Trump to pardon him. Don't let them get their hands on him. They'll put him in solitary confinement. God knows they'll do to his food. These people mean business, and they mean to kill him. 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. And this is Roger's wish. Obviously, I've been talking to him, and he said, only by the grace of God, by a miracle, would he not be railroaded. This thing's totally staged. facing 50 years in jail for getting Trump elected for thought crime. The live feed of the show is posted at InfoWars.com with the headline that he's been convicted, faces 50 years for thought crime. Please share that link. Fight back. This is 1776 Part 2. A lot of patriots went to prison back then. This country was paid for in blood. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
I look into those eyes again, and it's been all so long. I never went into
broadcasting worldwide on this dark Friday, November 15th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I didn't go out on a limb yesterday when I went ahead and gave out the White House switchboard number and said, call. They built a railroad track right out of that so-called federal courthouse with that Obama appointee judge that let Hillary off on the Benghazi crimes and the stand down. And they're railroading him straight in to prison, ladies and gentlemen. He faces 50 years. And I'm making a prediction here. I've actually looked at the seven charges, and the judge, I believe, can twist it. She may give him more than 50. Because these monsters want you to know they'll put you in prison if you stand up for America. He is a modern thought criminal who has done nothing. President Trump told Julian Assange, release the WikiLeaks. He did. And I'm not in a cult. I like Trump way more than Hillary, and I think he's done a lot of good things, but I got to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do if Trump doesn't pardon Stone, his 40-plus year wingman. These guys have dated the same women, whole nine yards. And if Trump follows his penchant for hanging people out to dry that got him elected, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know Roger Stone really well, and the truth is he is a softy, an artist, a very liberal in many ways, but he loves America genuinely. He does love God as well. We've prayed at dinner years ago. He got a tear in his eye. But that's not the Stone they put out. They call him this villain, this guy. He would always caution me on stuff we were doing, and I wasn't doing anything immoral. He was always being very careful on the facts. He was effective for Trump, and he advised Trump to the campaign for at least the first year, and they knew they were having almost daily phone conversations because Trump was tapped. We exposed all that. And I was giving Stone advice. She agreed with a lot of it. It was going right to the president. Why do you think they got so obsessed with InfoWars and Alex Jones? Because we literally were in the White House via our information. It was the InfoWars presidency. And that's why they're trying to destroy me. With all the things you've seen, the planted child porn, all of it, the headlines that I wear swastika shoes, you know, that I'm running around having, trying to have gay sex with people. All of this is how they're trying to take us down. They do opposition research. They make up crap, try to figure out how do we make right-wing Christians not support somebody. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to Stone. And he said, only by the grace of God and a miracle are they not going to convict me. And I said, give me the specifics. And he says, if I say anything, when they convict me, they're going to put me under the jail. And he goes, obviously, they're going to give me Manafort treatment, solitary confinement. And he's not stupid. They're going to jack his food. It's what they do. Hell, they may break his freaking neck in there, man. And then they hear him screaming and begging for his life like Epstein. And then he'll just tell you, he fell down. These crooks still run the system. So it's a death sentence for getting Trump elected if he goes into their damn custody. Now, Manafort's different. He did run scams with the Bidens, with everybody, and didn't pay taxes. They all do it, but they burned him for what they all do. Stone hadn't done a damn thing. Except get Trump elected. And these monsters are going to use this as the beta test with their jurisdictions to go after everybody and try to put them in prison. Where I live in Travis County, tried to put Rick Perry in jail for no reason, put Tom DeLay in jail until he got it out on appeal. People say, why do you live here? Well, literally, my ancestors founded the stinking city. But I probably will leave if I can get the money to move the studios. Damn right I'm leaving. The point is that D.C., San Francisco's run by the red diaper doper baby, son of the weatherman, that blew up police stations. And if you live in one of their jurisdictions, you're going to pay for people's abortions and their sex changes, and they're going to throw your ass in prison. So that's who they are. And they mean business. He didn't live in D.C. They appointed him there from Florida, sent him there to be destroyed. You notice that witch had her minions calling for my arrest when I pointed out they were rigging the jury. And by the way, I've talked to reporters that were there. There were other people that worked for Obama and Hillary, high level, famous people, CIA, all of them. And they went in there and they hung his ass. One old woman was going to vote to have him be found not guilty. She fell down the hall and pool of blood's all we know. They put an alternate juror on. So they've got all their lies riding on this, that somebody go to jail. Not the 13 indicted Russian bots, not all this other made-up leprechaun crap, but Roger Stone. They wanted to arrest Don Jr., remember that? They wanted to arrest Don Jr. because he told you who the stinking CIA liar was, Eric Saramala. Now, everybody's saying, oh, it is right. We need to be journalists. Politico says, it's true. You're supposed to name them. You got to call their bluff. They think they can intimidate all of us. I don't think they can. I think America isn't made up of wimps. I think you've been asleep. I think that's why we've allowed the corruption to grow. Now, here's the number, the switchboard. It's Roger's wish. He said to me, Plan B, when they convict me, all seven counts will be Free Roger Stone. He sent me the image. Let's pull that Free Roger Stone up if we can in a moment. That was from Roger. 202-456-1414. This is Roger's wish to you. He asked you to pray for him, and he asked you to call the president. He's a man of his word. They want to put him in that prison. They want to torture him till he lies about the president. So the president would be politically insane not to get him out. He's innocent. Plus, everyone knows these are show trials. Everyone knows that the impeachment's totally phony. That's exploded. The wheels flew off of that. They didn't just fall off. They blew out and just flew off. Like Michael Hastings' car when it blew up and shot the engine 300 yards down the street with a huge bomb in it. And they told you, oh, nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. So David Knight still has a Twitter. He put that out yesterday morning. On his Twitter, we'll put it up on screen for you. I think it's at Libertarian. And you can retweet it there if you feel like doing that. Paul Watson's scheduled to be joining us as well, but there it is. Our reporters observing the Roger Stone trial expect a quick verdict from a rigged jury that begins deliberations this morning. Join me live this morning for an update of the travesty of the other political show trial. Free Roger Stone. I'm going to ask Paul to retweet that when he joins us. They'll probably ban him for daring to stand up and say free somebody. But that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And the press is in trouble. America's in trouble. And President Trump has not stood up to the racketeering and the attack on the press, the independent press. He's not stood up to the organized racketeering of big tech coming after even members of Congress and blocking them. And I know it feels great to say, oh, Trump's wonderful, and, you know, everything they do against him doesn't stick because it's made up. Great. What about us? What about the president protecting the American people? Are they going to come indict me, have another rigged jury, and then Trump just sits there and plays golf and talks about how he's a stable genius? You remember what happened that night? We ought to find the clip. 2 a.m. when Trump came out. And Hillary wouldn't even concede. She was drunk, collapsed. I looked at Roger live on air and I said, you get ready, they're coming after us. She goes, we'll have Trump, we'll have the president. I said, buddy, you better get ready. They're going to put us in prison or kill us. On TV, I told him. The next day, I talked to him in that parking lot. I got him by the arm and I said, buddy, guard yourself for true. Stay with us. We're in attack formation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Drinking champagne on election night, 2016, but I could feel the disturbance. I knew we'd sucker punched them. And I knew they were going to strike back. Every time I had a chance to talk to Trump, I told him, you're surrounded by spies. You're being spied on. The deep state's going to move against you. Fire everyone from the establishment. Don't believe the people that try to bring in establishment operatives when they pledge allegiance to you. You've got to bring people in from the mid-level, the low-level, and from the military, and from the professions like doctors and others. I said, bring Rand Paul in. I got Trump harping constantly to seal the breach with Rand Paul. I talked to Ron Paul off air and pushed that as well. I'm not bragging. What Trump needs is people from outside the swamp to bring him common sense. Roger Stone got Trump elected. The listeners of this show got Trump elected. Matt Drudge got Trump elected. The truth got Trump elected. And I love Trump. But I'm here to tell you, like I said on yesterday's show, I said, we don't need tweets from President Trump about this. We need action. We don't need a couple tweets from President Trump saying this is a miscarriage of justice and then nothing. We need action from President Trump, so that this collection of criminals that thinks they're invincible can't continue to just intimidate everybody. You know, I looked it up a few days ago, and I couldn't find any examples of open hearings in Congress, and particularly any impeachment hearings that have ever happened, where the other party out of power can't ask questions of the so-called witnesses. But you never see stuff like what's happening to Stone either. This is new. This is called tyranny. And Trump is able to withstand this, but he's the only one. Does he expect his supporters and media to withstand it? Because they'll put people in your operation. They'll try to break up your family. They'll try to take your children. They'll try to plant drugs on you. They'll plant child porn on you. Letting these criminals keep operating at this level and plant fake Russia stuff on the president, he's a danger to everybody. But Trump watches Fox News, mainly. They've gotten successful at keeping most of InfoWars and Roger Stone away from him. It's incredible. Such a travesty of justice. And you've seen Chris Wallace and all the rest of them up there praising the testimonies where the people say, I heard third party Trump did this. And now we learn there is no whistleblower because they all just made it up. Eric Saramala was just the guy that, if they had to, would say he heard it. Turns out he wasn't even in the room. Roger Stone found guilty of lying about 2016 leaks. But he didn't even do that. But what does Trump say in his tweet? Maybe Stone can eat this in prison. Need to pardon him. You pardoned Arpaio. We got that to you. Trump didn't even know about it when we got it to him. You heard Arpaio come on and say, no, Roger Stone and Alex Jones got to Trump. Yeah. Last time I got to talk to Trump was like a year and a half ago. And I'm like, listen, you know they're putting the sheriff in prison. What? I didn't hear that. What do you mean? You had a trial? No, the judge is doing it. Well, the judge can't do that. Yes, Mr. President, we need you to pardon him. They're coming after him because he released documents showing you were being spied on. They got from the DEA. We released the original NSA documents. Wait, how do you know about that? How do I know about it? I was telling you about it a year ago. Whoa. I'm like, listen, I don't need you to tell me how great I am. They take you out, they're going to get me next. I need you to go after them. You think they like me on the phone with him saying that with all those damn traitors are listening? This is what Roger Stone gets. So they now convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. Well, what about Crooked Hillary, Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Shippy Schiff, Orr, and Steele? And it goes on. All the others, including even Mueller himself. Didn't they lie? But Trump, Stone didn't even do anything. He did have a few contacts that talked to Assange. Assange was talking to everybody back then. He was the darling back then. Didn't know how much danger he was in that embassy then. It was when he had the run of the embassy. He wasn't in solitary confinement there yet. So as Hillary lost, he was. I called him Hillary's butt plug on air because he wouldn't give us any of the intel. He wouldn't talk to us. He wouldn't do anything but say, talk to my hand. And then he would say, but this is going to be damning to Hillary. Everybody knew that. So Stone would hype it up. So when it came out, it would hurt him. And now he faces 50 years in prison, ladies and gentlemen, when his only crime is, the guy could run marathons. He was a bodybuilder. But, I don't think Roger Stone's a tough guy. Roger Stone is a liberal that loves America, not a leftist. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is a political prisoner and is a test case for everything these people want to do to all of us. Trump's already under this show trial where they can't even question the stupid witnesses in round two. But don't worry, there's another round in the Intelligence Committee where it's not even supposed to be that's coming up next. DrudgeReport.com is top link to us. There is a very good chance we're going to be getting Stone on if they haven't taken him into custody. I'm told the hearing is still ongoing. Sentencing will be later, but are they going to let him even out? I know I'm going to be able to get his wife and his pastor on. That was his request. I didn't give those to the producer. During the next break, I'll give you those. And we're going to get those folks here on the show today. But this is just an amazing time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not afraid of these globalists. I'm pissed that America has become so cowardly or spectatorish that we're kind of just watching this happen to Stone and watching this happen to his supporters and watching this happen to InfoWars. I know our audience of activists loves InfoWars and supports us and gets the word out, but if I spent time getting into all the dirty tricks they've engaged in, now the left walks up to me anytime on the street and goes, I'm glad you don't have your kids. And I go, like Epstein, he likes to get people's kids. And they go, there's video of this. And I go, guess what, jerk? I got them full time. But they tried to take them. And more than 50 members of the media sat there and ran lies to feed it back to the jury, hoping they'd take my kids away. These people are unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They're terrorists. And giving into them, appeasing them, only makes it worse. We have to stop feeding the pirate. We have to stop paying the bounty. But if the chief executive, after all he's been through and after all he's seen, won't move decisively, and if Barr won't move decisively, and if they won't take action, what the hell are we supposed to do? As the American people, please call the White House and tell the president it's time to pardon Stone now. He's done nothing wrong. Don't send out a tweet about, well, if he lied, everybody else lied, let him go. No, he's innocent. He's being targeted because he supported you. You've got the power to free him. Do it, Trump. 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414. I'm going to be here until they take me down or until we beat them. I'm going to keep coming back for more. I'm not taking it lying down. I'm fighting back, and so's our audience. Stay with us. Paul Watson's coming up. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite with Extendovite. Really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Says 1776 on it. Yes, it's an InfoWars store nice designer hat made in 1776. 1776 is on the front. It's a brand I came out with about 7 years ago. Little hat I designed. But I don't usually wear it on air. I just wear it when I'm out. And I thought, when they convict Stone today, probably when I'm on air, I'm going to wear that 1776 hat. And right before I went live, I said, hey, I left it in my bathroom. Will you get my 1776 hat? And right as they walked in and handed it to me, they go, Roger Stone convicted. Now, that's not some psychic event. That's like watching somebody in a bullfight get run over by the bull and the bull's horn go right through the matador's heart and blood spray everywhere. That dude's going to die. And we watched this entire rigging and this entire show trial and everything that happened. And now the big issue is Trump going to hang Stone out to dry like he's done Assange? Because let me tell you, you don't need to be a politico or a rocket scientist to know whose noose is next. And I got to tell you, Trump's tweet really upsets me. So they now convict Roger Stone of lying and want to jail him for many years to come. Wait, what about Crooked Hillary, Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, Shifty Schiff, or, it goes on, and all the others, including Mueller himself? Didn't they lie? But Stone didn't lie. He didn't do anything. So now I guess Stone, facing 50 years in jail at the hands of this show trial, this nightmare, snorting, laughing, cackling, wicked witch, Jackson, who covered up for Hillary on Benghazi, I guess he can, like, maybe eat this in prison. And I'm not trying to attack Trump. I've been defending Trump, and Trump's done a great job on many fronts. But when it comes to taking action against the deep state and prosecuting him, we've seen nothing except Avenatti. That's because he wasn't really on the inside of anything and was out on his own doing little criminal operations. They just let him run with it and see what he could do. Now, I had Paul Watson coming on to talk about big victories in Europe, huge awakenings against the globalists, very exciting things. He just traveled to the big National Sovereignty Day of Poland, which has been called white supremacist. Nations even existing is evil now. We're going to get to that next segment, but I wanted him to respond to this, and I'll open the phones up at the start of the next hour. Then Larry Nichols, who is the consummate Clinton insider, he's got big intel on Adam Schiff and Ed Buck and the satanic rituals that went on there that have been reported in the diaries of some of these dead guys about the rituals and the things that went on there. Aleister Crowley type stuff. So that's bottom of the next hour. And Nick Begich always hosts the Fourth Hour on Friday, but I may co-host with him and take more of your calls because obviously we're going to be taking calls throughout this evening into Firepower that ends at 9 o'clock tonight. And I'll be up here. I will be up here. I've already got the crew set up, everything. I'm going to be up here all tomorrow, already working on things going into 2020. There's so much happening. The only way we're here is your word of mouth, getting around the sensors, which is amazing, and buying products. So I was going to, before Paul ever came on, talk about DNA Force Plus that's back in stock with the CoQ10 and the PQQ and more. And so I pulled a bunch of the research on. I was going to do a whole segment on it. It's our flagship product that I never really talk about properly. And now this all happens, so I'm not going to have time to get to it now. But here's the folder of research of just this morning that I printed off. Mainline science, Nobel Prizes, about CoQ10 and PQQ. It regrows mitochondria in the brain cells that nothing else can do. So your damaged brain cells, 50% of people have massive damage in the mitochondria in the brain cells. I mean, the Alzheimer's, everything. They will not tell you about this, though. And it's all here. So 50% off, it's the one thing everybody should give themselves. Anybody above 40 should be on it. But young people should take it as well, because it has the PQQ, the CoQ10, and then it's got all of the other things known as the Fountain of Youth by the Japanese, the Reishi Mushroom, the Astragalus Root, the other documented systems that all work together in synergy. And you get little bitty bottles of PQQ or CoQ10 for $40, $50, $60 that aren't even as strong or aren't from an organic source like these are. Think about that. This similar formulas are sold for $300, $400 at medical clinics, not as prescription by the doctors. They're called clinical class. That's what this is. Because people, they want to mark these up 4, 5, 6, 7 times like the industry does. Well, people aren't going to buy that at a Whole Foods. But if a doctor does it, they'll get it from them. Because the stuff does cost so much that when you're dealing with $50, $60 of product in something, well, you got to sell it for $200, $300 for all your marketing and your legal and your bills and your development and manufacturing. I signed a big 2-year contract on this to get even more of it. So instead of paying $50 a bottle, we're paying $30-something bucks a bottle. And so you can get it for $70-something dollars discounted right now. Nobody gives you this product at this quality for that price. $74.98 right now is the most expensive product. And it's absolutely amazing. I take one pill every night when you go to bed. It's the best way to do it. And if you're really, you know, older and got issues, take a lot of it and see what happens. It's documented to regrow nerves. It's documented to create new mitochondria. It makes the telomeres last longer. Doesn't grow them, makes them last longer. Half full, half empty. It's the same thing. The carburetor makes the gas go longer. It doesn't make the gas tank bigger. It just makes the gas go further. But it's the same thing. So DNA Force Plus, get it today and fund the InfoWar, a total 360 win. Okay, going to Paul Watson. Paul, this Roger Stone situation, I could be bashing the corrupt court. I could be bashing the leftists, the kangarooing, the Democrat operatives on the jury. All of that's important, but now it's all about Trump. Do you agree with me on that, and what do you think should happen?
Well, obviously, Roger Stone should be pardoned, Alex, but this is just par for the course. Every major player who helped get Trump elected has been punished in one way or another, whether that be through vicious character demonization, smears and cancel culture, whether it be through trying to sue people into oblivion like they've done with you, or whether it be by literally imprisoning people. As you said, this is basically it. Roger Stone is what, in his 60s at this point?
He's almost 70.
Yeah, he faces at least 20 years in prison. He's dead. If he goes away, he's dead. That's basically the point. They literally want you dead. You know, it was an all-Democrat Washington, D.C. jury. It was a never-Trump judge. It was a completely rigged trial. The media was against him from the start. The media was tipped off before the raid, and they tried to cover that up. So what did you expect to happen? What's happening now in the aftermath, Alex, is not only are people all over Twitter celebrating his death, basically, because that's what will happen. Even on Fox News, Chris Wallace and Brett Baer, when this conviction was announced on all 7 counts, started laughing and cracking jokes about Stone's Nixon tattoo. So that tells you who's in control of Fox News right now. But yeah, absolutely disgusting. And will we see the pardon? Will we see Trump actually follow through on something that he said? This is going to antagonize the base if he doesn't, but, you know, he's let us down before. Hopefully he can step up to the plate now.
Well, there's also this whole cult out there saying we shouldn't criticize Trump and demand what he said he would do. That we're undermining Trump. No, we're not. We got Trump elected, damn it. And I'm not going to sit here and see my innocent friends sent to a damn prison by these criminals. I mean, I'm getting pissed, man. I want him pardoned now. He didn't do anything. And let me tell these leftists and globalists something. You think you're invincible, all the crimes you're committing? This universe has a way of exacting justice. And everybody's waking up from this crap. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Watson's got his great site, Summit.News. Whatever you do, don't spread them, because Judge Jackson's God. Bow to her, the flying monkey.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back, Roger Stone. Guilty on all seven kangaroo counts, being railroaded right into federal prison for the crime of getting Trump elected, and for trying to be a journalist and get WikiLeaks like everybody else was doing. Disgusting Fox News Never Trumpers joke and laugh about Roger Stone after court verdict could land him with life in prison. And I asked Steve Pachenik, who used to run the overthrow of governments on and actual assassination teams and the whole nine yards. He said everyone's waiting for Trump to take action against the deep state. But by not doing it, he hangs all of us out to dry because we're big boys and can take it with the lawsuits and the threats and the dirty tricks and the infiltrations and the surveillance and the attacks and the bank accounts being taken. And now the NRA is losing its bank accounts and merchant accounts. And now millions of conservatives are being harassed online and having their rights taken. We need Congress and President Trump to act. I could talk about this evil court all day. But let me tell you, the sickening thing is Chris Wallace going, oh, incredible testimony. That guy had a voice like Everard Murrow. Damning, Trump's in so much trouble. And then it was just a repeat of everything we heard, that Trump did nothing wrong. And Trump's like, oh, look, I'm winning. They sound like idiots. No, they got a bunch of morons that believe it, Trump. So the answer is 1776 in information warfare and getting aggressive before things really commence in physical 1776. Paul Watson brought it up. From Summit.News, here it is, GatewayPundit.com. Here's the video.
We've set up this impeachment inquiry as we look live inside the hearing, unless Chris Wallace has any more tattoo news.
Let me just say,
Somebody sent me a picture of it. If you Google it, you'll be able to see it. As Judge Starr said, it's a very good likeness of Richard Nixon that is there right in the center of Roger Stone's back.
We'll try to get that.
Okay. So in any case, moving forward.
But it is not, I'm not a crook. It's not that one.
No. There are no raised fingers like this. I think the real key to this afternoon, and this is obviously with the Stone conviction and the testimony, the powerful testimony of Marie Yovanovitch today.
And then he goes on to say Trump's screwed. A ambassador that he fired who wasn't even around when this supposed phone call happened. It's just insane. It's Trump's inaction and Barr's inaction and the IG not releasing this damn report that's allowing all this persecution to go on, Paul Watson.
Well, you have to remember, Alex, as well, the whole premise of this collusion with WikiLeaks and, you know, by proxy collusion with Russia, they never proved that Russia was the source of the WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks always denied it. That was just like received wisdom that suddenly became fact. It was never proven whatsoever. Basically, Stone just exaggerated some tips that he got. He never lied about anything because he was never in direct contact with WikiLeaks. So the entire premise that this is Russian collusion is completely ridiculous. You also have Stone telling people, and I don't know what he said to you if you've spoken to him about this, but now he fears that he's going to be Epstein'd in jail, and it's not enough that they're going to put him away for, you know, 20 years plus. Now he fears that he's going to be killed in jail, so I think we need to get a story.
Yes, that's exactly what he told me two nights ago, and he said, you know, just it's a miracle. The jury is seething in hate, virtue signaling, just literally going, just like shaking. I mean, it's all just a big party, and there's all these CIA and Clinton people and Obama people laughing, and the judge is laughing, and they got a blown up rat outside. They let people scream at him and go, "You're a crook. You're going to jail. Lock him up." But no one's allowed to support him. The police will arrest you. It's all a giant show trial. Hell, the judge should be throwing tomatoes at him and have him in there in the stocks. There's Cassandra Fairbanks. Let's get her on, because a bunch of these guys said they'd come on, but they're still in the courtroom. Who knows if they'll even, guys, keep checking it to see if they're even going to let him leave before his sentencing that will come up in a few days, a few weeks. Let's put Cassandra Fairbanks back up, please. I saw Roger Stone a couple of nights ago, and he told me he's scared they're going to Epstein. Yes, I can't say that I think his fear is unfounded. Absolutely. So listen, guys, call Fairbanks too. Call Biggs. Call Jacob Engels. Call them all. I know they're probably still in the courtroom, but I need them on immediately. And that'll be breaking news. Here to actually hear what happened in there versus people like Chris Wallace celebrating. I mean, you see him. They are acting like they just won the Super Bowl over this, not caring about jurisprudence, not caring about a member of the press. That was the capacity Stone was in, being sent to jail, not caring about Julian Assange. This is so dangerous, Paul, how they've totally abandoned any journalistic standards, any protections. Even Politico has an article out saying it's time to name the whistleblower and saying, when did we get rid of all of our journalistic practices? It's the job of the media to do this. This is incredible, Paul.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Stone was deplatformed from Twitter, what is it now, 2 years plus ago? He was prevented from defending himself. He was gagged during the trial. So that's the modus operandi they do with these individuals every single time. Prevent them from being able to defend themselves. The jury was staffed full of Democrats. We did a story about a woman worked for Reagan briefly in the 80s. That was enough to get rid of her off jury selection. But people literally, you know, in concert with the people prosecuting this, were allowed on the jury. By the way, John Podesta's tweeted about it a few minutes ago. He said, just about to take off on a long transatlantic flight in a Middle Coast seat. I think I will just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. So there's this big atmosphere of worship and celebration over this verdict. They're partying over it tonight, Alex. You know, meanwhile, Hillary Comey, Holder, Lois Lerner, Strzok, McCabe, they all lied before Congress directly. Brennan the same. Worse than Roger Stone, who basically just exaggerated something. Nothing whatsoever happened to them because they're part of the deep state and he's not. So what is Trump going to do? Is he going to act?
Let me just show people the type of stuff I've got. I'm going to cover up the phone number and the name on this. But this is the type of stuff that I get. Oh, I'm just not going to even show it on air. Your reporting almost got Roger taken into custody immediately upon the verdicts. The government cited you and argued for immediate imprisonment. Please be cautious about your comments concerning private communications. This is one of the lawyers, not a member of the press. Think about this. They intimidate everybody, say don't name the whistleblower, don't say when they're putting Obama officials on the jury whose husband works in the Mueller probe. Of course you're not supposed to do that. That's not jury tampering. That's the press has a right to go. This is outrageous. Look at this. They still stack the jury. Roger wouldn't talk to me about anything with the case except that he expected to be sent to prison and he feared for his life because it was totally, because they were buying the lies and hated him. Okay, he's not even allowed to talk to his former co-host, who then says, yes, just ask for my pardon, and here's the image, free Roger Stone, if I'm convicted. So he's not even allowed to say, I want to be freed by the president, and I need to watch out, the lawyers are telling me, because I'm doing what Roger said. I mean, in America, it's the government that's bad. It's the courts that are corrupt now, these people, some of them. It's the system that's intimidating us. And then Rand Paul goes, no, here's who the whistleblower is. Everybody goes, you're right, we're supposed to. It's okay. They were calling for my arrest. They were calling for Don Jr.'s arrest just days ago. I'm following the law. And again, Roger said, when they convict me, please call for me to be pardoned. I fear for my life. He told Cassandra Fairbanks that. Should she shut up? Now he just disappears and maybe they'll be nice to him in solitary confinement if we all just shut up and let him disappear while the left all celebrates it and their whole pile on of the media and rigging it. But none of us can talk or the judge will hurt Roger. That's called terrorism. That's called terrorizing people. And I don't negotiate with these terrorists anymore. Paul.
Well, let's not forget, Alex, Roger Stone is being made an example of because of 2020. They're sending the message that you can't engage in journalism, in media, in opposition research against the Democrats because, again, you'll either end up with your reputation completely destroyed, you'll be sued into oblivion, or you'll be imprisoned, and ultimately, maybe you'll be Epstein. So
exactly. Remember what Chris Cuomo said. I can read WikiLeaks. CNN can. If you read them, you go to jail. That's what they're saying, and they've shown it. We'll send you to prison if you expose we're doing Aleister Crowley rituals. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and Chris Cuomo off CNN. CNN got tipped off before the raid. They can engage in the most underhanded criminal behavior imaginable. If you dare do that in an attempt to change the minds of voters in an election year, you will be punished, you will be locked up. So you've got a bunch of people in media now on the Republican side scared to death about engaging with the 2020 election on similar lines because they've seen what has happened to Roger Stone and others. So this is about bullying and intimidation as we prepare for next year's election, Alex.
And the Washington Post has the nerve, when you just pull that headline up about Cuomo, democracy dies in darkness, and they're the ones silencing us. They're the ones killing our free speech. They're the ones doing it all. There it is. Democracy dies in darkness, Paul.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they give the most positive reviews of actual dictators whenever they die. The other thing I'm reading, Alex, is that normally people would get about 6 months prison time for this, but Roger Stone faces up to 50 years, which is basically a death sentence.
Stay there. Yeah. Paul Joseph Washington just came back from Europe where the awakening is accelerating, and I predict this attempt to intimidate the American people will backfire. We'll see what this country's made of. As for me, full speed ahead, no surrender, victory or death.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.